over 110. Babcock over 1 in the passing game tonight. And that's all it is for Harbor Beach's offense. 80 yards on 17 plays, averaging 4.7 per play. USA doubling that up at 8.8. On the defensive side of things, Jeremiah Hahn, Walker Foley, Braylon Ballard, Kirkland Krzyzewski, Keegan Bixman, and Carson Holland, each with 2 tackles. Nice distributed defense here for the Patriots. Jeremiah Hahn, one of those is a tackle for a loss, as well as Keegan Bixman. Jacob Nintz with a tackle for a loss, Chase Payne with 1, Dakota Miller with another, and the list goes on. For Harbor Beach's defense, Luke Woodkey and Dakota Deer, each with 7 tackles. Caden Boynton, Jason Seaman, and Elliot Seaman, as well as Grant Smoglinski, each with 2 tackles. Dylan Kadar, Josh Hessling, and Colin Rogenbuck with 1 tackle apiece. Note, Harbor Beach has no tackles for a loss and no sacks. USA on defense, 3 tackles for a loss, altogether 16 tackles.
You can sum up this game in one sentence, Clark. Braylon Ballard's 92-yard touchdown run on one play is more than Harbor Beach could accumulate an entire half.
That sums it up.
If that doesn't sum it up, Braylon Ballard, 171 yards on 11 carries. That's a full game's worth of stats, and he's got another half to play yet. So USA's running game, led by Braylon Ballard, has been outstanding. The other guys haven't done a whole lot. Walker Foley averaging under 4 yards a touch. Noah Crum just 4 yards a touch. So it's really been the Braylon Ballard show, but it's very similar to what Zach Franzel did when Sandusky was here. He got the rock. He was the guy that was exposing the Harbor Beach defense, and now Braylon Ballard in that same position is doing the exact same thing to the exact same spot on this Harbor Beach defense.
Taking a look at other scores around the region, Cass City leads Marlette at halftime 36-0. Carroll leads Burton Bendel at halftime 21-6. Lakers played last night against Taos. They won 44-3. Reese and Sandusky looks like a pretty exciting last few moments of the first half. Sandusky leads Reese with 1:03 left in the second quarter, 16-12 in Sandusky. Brown City leading Vassar 24-0. Vassar 0-5 on the season. Ubley leading Bad Axe 20-0 at the half in Ubley. Ubley looking like they're dominating that ball game against Bad Axe. And of course here, USA 22, Harbor Beach 0 in 8-player football. One of the interesting games, we have Morris and Deckerville, and that is 30-12. Morris leading Deckerville in Deckerville. Not many teams go into Deckerville and win, but Morris is certainly one of those exceptions. Mayville also did the same thing this year. And then Mayville leading North Huron in Kindy, 20-14. So that is a great game going on in Kindy. Mayville with a 6-point lead over the North Huron Warriors in week number 9 of the regular season.
And I remember Paul Adams was talking before the game that the Caseville-Akron game, the winner gets into the playoffs. It's going to be Akron. That game is over already.
Really?
Yes. The final in that game is 50-6. Akron won that game.
No kidding. So Akron-Fairhope gets into the playoffs this year. It all holds true. We've got about 6 minutes here before the second half kicks off. So Dave Hansen, really not too much anticipation that we did not see here in this ball game. We figured USA's their offense. We saw them very prolifically move the ball against Cass City a couple weeks ago. Came shorthanded in that ball game, but you know, really started to get things going, especially that was with Connor Gettle, but just 5 practices under his belt as quarterback. Now we're seeing him 2.5 weeks later. Still, this offense churning. Braylon Ballard getting some passes and handoffs. Walker Foley getting some plays. It's really offense firing in all cylinders.
We saw two teams trending in a slightly different direction, but we've seen both of their strengths and both of their weaknesses. And when your weakness as a whole is we can't stop the run, and your strength on the other team is we love to run the football, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's what happened so far for Harbor Beach. And their offense with the weather and into the wind for a full quarter basically eliminated the threat of them throwing the football. They come out right on the first play and had an opportunity. I think if Kadar throws that ball sooner or at least gets it down the field far enough, I think they get a big touchdown right away. And then you look at another missed opportunity on their next drive when they get all the way down to the end zone and then 4 chances inside the 5 and you're not able to punch it in on 4 running plays. Those are things that hurt. So you're seeing signs of their offense hanging around, but they have no points to show for it. And on the other side of things, and you're going to touch on this, time of possession is absolutely lopsided. And Coach Hahn had a game plan, and the only time it failed is when Ballard busted it out for 92 yards, but ended in a touchdown, of course, the way he wanted it. But he wanted to minimize possessions for Harbor Beach, and it has worked. And this running game has worked really well, but that tape is out there. Harbor Beach has been unable to win the battle in the trenches, and USA doing an excellent job exposing a weakness and taking advantage of opportunities.
USA, in that first drive, they rushed down the field. I shouldn't say anything but rushed down the field in 9 minutes and 5 seconds. That drive alone is more time possession than what Harbor Beach has had the ball in the entire first half. USA altogether, 16 minutes and 13 seconds of time possession. Harbor Beach, less than half of that at 7 minutes and 47 seconds. So realistically, you're looking at about 70 to 30% time possession there in favor of the USA Patriots. No surprise whatsoever. Harbor Beach really has only had one sustained drive, which ended at the one-yard line. Their next drive after that, a three-and-out punt, and then they had the ball back with 86 seconds left before the half is over. So really, Harbor Beach has had one drive, thanks in part to the USA's time management.
Absolutely, and time of possession isn't always a telltale sign how the game goes, because if you remember, it wasn't that many years ago that Harbor Beach used to score so quickly that they would never win the time of possession battle. So there are times where that's not the tell of the game. Today, it's absolutely what's happening in this game. USA probably has somewhere in the area of 10 first downs, and I don't know if Harbor Beach has three. So that you can see driving, sustaining drives, and then finishing them off with points. Harbor Beach has had a drive or two that show signs of scoring and then fail down the stretch.
Of course, the play and fun does not end here tonight on the WLW Sports Network. Sunday at 7 p.m., the return of the strong side is finally returning. It's 1 hour of recap of the previous week and a look into the playoffs. It's taking place this Sunday at 7 p.m. You can listen on Sports Radio 102.1, stream live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Or if you don't have a radio nearby, you can stream on YouTube now. That's new this year. In our brand new studio, we'll be streaming live on YouTube, video streaming. You can watch us here with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul B. Adams on the strong side this Sunday at 7 p.m. Just go to YouTube and search for WLW Sports. And you'll find us right there. Hit subscribe, turn on notifications so you do not miss a single moment of the strong side this postseason. We will return in 2 minutes with your second half action right here on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network. USA leads at the half 22-0 over Harbor Beach.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Emma.
And Jacob.
From the Unionville Sebring Area High School Patriot Marching Band.
Even though we couldn't be at the games physically this year, we still wanted to be a part of the Friday Night Lights.
In support of our school, community, and football team, here is our fight song.
Start this second half, USA with a 22-0 lead over the Harbor Beach Pirates. To start this game, Harbor Beach won the toss and elected to defer to the second half. That's about the only thing that's gone right for the Pirates tonight. So, kicking things off would be Nehemiah Parmenter for the USA Patriots, senior kicker. For the red, white, and blue, with a